Welcome to the Soul Winning Motivator Broadcast with Daniel White III. My name is Danita Evangeline White, and I am the second oldest daughter of Daniel White III. We are glad that you have joined us today as Daniel White III encourages us to keep the soul winner's fire by spreading the good news of Jesus Christ.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Soul Winning Motivator Podcast, number 144. As always, it is so good to be with you today, to challenge you, to encourage you, to exhort you, and yes, even motivate you to witness for the Lord Jesus Christ right where you are to those who are not believers in Christ. Even though we will share some instructions on how to witness for the Lord from time to time, we believe that most Christians do not need to learn how to witness for the Lord. They just need to go and do it. So our aim is more motivational than instructional. Our soul winning passage from the Word of God today is Matthew 28:19-20, which reads, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen." Allow me to share with you some powerful insights regarding this passage of Scripture from the expository notes of Dr. Thomas Constable. Jesus' disciples should go and make disciples because Jesus now has universal authority. He gave them a new universal mission in keeping with his new universal authority. Previously he had limited their work to Israel. Now he sent them into all the world. They could go confidently, knowing that Jesus has sovereign control over everything in heaven and on earth. Note the similarity between the original cultural mandate to be fruitful, multiply, and fill the earth in Genesis, and this new mandate for believers. In the Greek text, there is one imperative verb, make disciples, modified by three participles, going, baptizing, and teaching. This does not mean that we should make disciples wherever we may happen to go. The participle going is not just circumstantial, but it has some imperative force. In other words, Jesus commanded his disciples to reach out to unreached people to make disciples, not just to make disciples among those with whom they happened to come in contact. Our soul-winning quote for today is from Charles Haddon Spurgeon. He said, "Let eloquence be flung to the dogs rather than souls be lost. What we want is to win souls. They are not won by flowery speeches." Our soul-winning devotional is part 9 of our series titled The Master Plan of Evangelism from Robert E. Coleman. And I want to remind you to take advantage of our special offer. If you enjoy this podcast, please feel free to purchase a copy of this book, The Master Plan of Evangelism. It is available on our website for just $35. Jesus was a realist. He fully realized the fickleness of depraved human nature, as well as the satanic forces of this world amassed against humanity, and in this knowledge he based his evangelism on a plan that would meet the need. The multitudes of discordant and bewildered souls were potentially ready to follow him, But Jesus individually could not possibly give them the personal care they needed. His only hope was to get leaders inspired by his life who would do it for him. Hence, he concentrated on those who were to be the beginning of his leadership, though he did what he could to help the multitudes. He had to devote himself primarily to a few men rather than the masses, so that the masses could at least be saved. This was the genius of his strategy. The principle applied today. Yet, strangely enough, it is scarcely comprehended in practice today. Most of the evangelistic efforts of the church begin with the multitudes under the assumption that the church is qualified to preserve what good is done. The result is our spectacular emphasis on numbers of converts, candidates for baptism, and more members for the church, with little or no genuine concern manifested toward the establishment of these souls in the love and power of God, let alone the preservation and continuation of the work. Surely, if the pattern of Jesus at this point means anything at all, it teaches that the first duty of a church leadership is to see to it that a foundation is laid in the beginning on which can be built an effective and continuing evangelistic ministry to the multitudes. This will require more concentration of time and talents on fewer people in the church while not neglecting the passion for the world. It will mean raising up trained disciples for the work of ministering with the pastor and church staff. A few people, so dedicated in time, will shake the world for God. Victory is never won by the multitudes. If the Lord should tarry his coming and we live, we will continue this topic in our next podcast. Let's pray. Holy Father God, make us to be the soul winners and the witnesses that you want us to be in these last and evil days. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. Now, dear friend of mine, if you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, may I lovingly encourage you to get to know him today. May I lovingly encourage you to be saved today. Allow me to show you how. First, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law, and so have I. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Second, accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." We die physically because of sin, disobedience. And we die spiritually because of sin if we don't trust Christ as Savior and go to a place called hell to suffer the consequences forever. Third, accept the fact, dear friend, that you are on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." Also, the Bible says in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers, and whoremongers, and sorcerers, and idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake, which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." Now, dear friend, this is bad news. I agree. But here's the good news. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world," that includes you, "that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live eternally with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart to save your soul today, and he will. Romans 10:9-13 says that if you shall confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Until next time, my beloved, keep the soul winner's fire. God bless you.